You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 3 o'clock. Good to have you aboard. We have a question for you. Now the Tigers are on to the ALDS. We wanted Houston. We got Houston. We beat Houston. And I think everybody in the room here believes you're beating Cleveland. Tigers in four feels right to me. So the question is this. Is there something history can teach us? And I want to credit a caller in the first hour for adding to the layers of the onion. We had a fun historical stat, which was, you're now the fourth team in the history of this sport to be at least 10 games out of first, at least 110 games deep into the season, and win a playoff series. The other three, the 64 cards, the 69 Mets, the 2011 cards, all three won the World Series. Mm-hmm. Do you believe you're going to be the fourth? But a caller last hour shed some light on something interesting as well, which is Rico's Braves in 21, The Rangers and the Phillies, each of the last 3 years, were the hottest teams over the last 12 games to end their season, and they maintained the torrid pace they were on to win the World Series. Tigers been the hottest team in baseball for over a month. Do you believe this team's going to take it the whole way? And again, we have a lot of conversations in and around this stuff. I don't think it's negative if you call up and go, look, this is amazing, but no. Like, I don't think they're winning the whole thing. I don't think you're a bad person. I think if you're being pragmatic, that doesn't mean you're a jerk. Now, I thought you'd beat the Astros. I have full confidence you will beat the Guardians. I do think it ends against the Yankees. But if you disagree, that doesn't mean you're a crackhead. I could also see this team continuing the mysticism where guys with 5, 6, 7, and 8 ERAs in Toledo are, in fact, the best bullpen in baseball. And AJ does his little chess computer thing, and they get home. So I want to know where people are at. And do you believe either of those examples of history, Rico, do you believe either factor into this?
I do think that they factor in, Mike, because when you're hot and you're playing playoff baseball, man, you learn how to manage every pitch, every at-bat, every inning, because there is no tomorrow. You have to win just to get into the playoffs. And that was the Tigers, where they couldn't afford a three-game losing streak. They would have been done, season over. So it's a mindset. It's a mentality that AJ got them to buy into. And now you saw how they treated the games against Houston the same way, even when they were down for like a half an inning. We got this. They bounced right back. They recaptured the lead. And Houston is sitting there the entire time saying, I don't know who this team is. They're not supposed to be this good. Really? We're getting beat by these clowns?
But yeah, see, that frustrated me about the broadcast. Can I do that for a second?
Yeah, go for it.
Listen, as much as I have a disdain, like I've talked about, my opinion of Bally is not very high. It's the Kremlin. I just don't need it. Call the game. I'm smart enough to make my own determination what's good and bad. My point is, it was so clear that Michael Kay and Tim Kirchen and Tim Frazier had never watched this team play. Like, that offends me as someone who lives in this city and we watch this team all the time. It's like, guys, you don't need to pretend that this is like homeless people and that they're this egregious underdog. Like game one, yeah, that team that you continue to say is a nothing burger, that team had the best pitcher in baseball on the mound. And you had choke artist Framber Valdez. Seriously.
Right.
Like, it just irks me, Rico. Like, but they act like...
But Houston had made it, you know, past the first round for, what, the last 7 years?
No.
It was their birthright.
No,
David, 1 second. It's your job when you're calling a playoff series to treat both teams equitably. To treat both teams with some respect. Okay? That it just irked me. It did. It's like, well, here, now you get to see what this team's been doing. Sorry. It bugged me. And also, Tim Kirkchin, get the hell out. I don't need his little trivia night. You know, in 1943, no one cares.
You know, Al Kaline's finally retired.
No, another story of that, please. I mean, you're right, Mike. And Kenny and I were having this discussion yesterday. And I'll give them game one. Because the Tigers did something making the playoff that was unprecedented. So I gave them game one. But in game two, when you're sitting there, when the beat writers are in town, the manager is in town, the team is in town, and you're still saying, well, I don't know how they're doing this with the bullpen, and have a conversation with someone from the team about how they've been doing this to get here.
David, you could just simply look at the lineups.
No, I get it.
Look,
you're right.
Bullpen usage.
You're right.
Just say, this is the modern embodiment of Moneyball. This has been one of the most incredible runs in history. And you're not going to know the names of these players, but when we tell you they're good, they're good.
No, you're
but
right.
But instead, they did this, you know, oh, let's put on a diaper and be exasperated.
It, to me, it's just unacceptable when the team is in the same city you are now, outside of what you can do for research.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
David, what can I say? Everything you said is correct. It boils down to lazy journalism by a lot of people. You already go into that game or that series with an agenda, and you're going to make the stories fit what you've already pre-written. You see that all the time. Instead of just looking at the facts in front of you like, hey, guys, this is a heck of a story right here that hasn't really been told nationally, it was easier to go that route. Now, trust me, you'll probably get those stories coming up this weekend where, man, I can't believe this team actually won. We got to, all right, somebody go talk to them and see what's going on and see what's happening. But, yeah, it's because you didn't see this happening, that's what makes it so, to me, that it can. Because you don't know who this team is, but they're playing so hard for themselves. And it almost goes to that whole Detroit versus everybody.
Oh, not
because,
this again.
No, Mike, I'm not saying that that's what the team is doing. But when you get disrespected nationally, when nobody talks about you, yeah, you know what, guys? Truly, unlike Georgia, nobody believes in us. So we're going to rally around this. We're just going to keep winning.
I will accept that.
I landed the plane.
You were good. You know my thing. This right. Town always defaults
no,
to
no,
it.
No, I'm not
Lions
saying.
Are the best team in football, Detroit versus everybody.
No, I'm not saying that. But to them.
You're good.
Yeah.
You're good. David, a few ticket texts, if you'd be so kind.
Couldn't agree more with the commentators. I had to mute my TV. It was just disgusting.
Honestly, are we at a low point in the state of broadcast? Whether it's the NFL, college football, baseball, I mean. So many more games are on. Well, you know what doesn't grow on trees? Good announcers.
Yeah, I think all the good announcers have either retired or died.
I'll so take choice B.
Now you're trying to find the next. So, you
ain't finding them.
There's it's Joe awful. Buck in the clubhouse.
Oh, God.
Yeah, someone says K was the worst. He was completely annoyed by the pinch hitting and the pitching changes. Dan up north.
Now, but again, be fair. Let's be fair. Where does he broadcast? New York. He's the Yankees play-by-play guy. This style of baseball, that ain't ever working in New York. No. So I will at least allow.
This was like the equivalent of him doing a minor league game. Like, This isn't real. Okay.
Yeah, on that level, I can understand it. But your job is you can't allow that when you're calling the game. Now, again, he does a radio show in New York. If he wants to say, I don't want to watch that kind of baseball, that's a radio show. Mm-hmm. When you're calling the game.
Shuffles his paper. Wait, who is this?
Just be respectful of both teams. I don't think that's asking too much.
Yeah, we're not asking you to go the other way with Gus.
Right.
We're just asking you to be in the middle.
Here's Gus on a Saturday. Oh, effing clown. What an abs. I hate him. Carry on. What?
I wasn't expecting a drop with that.
I'm here with my broadcast. Shut up, you. What?
My quarterback, Joel Klatt.
Oh, fake fist bump. You know what I got to do? I want to create a series of broadcast teams where fake banter, you're fired. Stop with the fake banter.
What about when he throws to the All-American girl?
Stop calling her the All-American girl. It's 2024.
Thank you, Rico. Thank you.
Sweet Jesus. Has anyone asked Jenny Taft if she likes being called that? She's so American. I'm like, what are we doing?
Don't think it would fly if she threw it back up to him the same way.
And now here's a read from our All-American Negro.
We're going to go ahead and clip that one, David. That's the new Friday open.
I'm fine with it. I'm totally good. Can you imagine? Have her throw it back to the booth. Hey, guys, guess what? Here's Rico. Okay, Heather, please.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.